Section 3, Letters to Physicians.
To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Philippians 3, 1.
Chapter 1, The Value of Trial.
Written en route to Copenhagen, July 16, 1886. To the Medical Superintendent of the Battle Creek Sanitarium, my dear brother, I have the most tender love for you, and I would that those who are pursuing you with reproach would let you alone. But, my brother, you must remember that these perplexities and annoyances are included in the all things that work together for good to those who love God. The Lord's eye is upon you, and he beholds those who would misrepresent you and tear you to pieces. But if you will be of good courage, if you will stay your soul upon God, if you will trust your heavenly Father as a child trusts its parent, if you will deal justly and love mercy, God can and will work with you. His promise is sure, them that honor me I will honor. See 1 Samuel 2:30. Remember that your experience is not the first of the kind. You know the history of Joseph and of Daniel. The Lord did not prevent the plottings of wicked men, but he caused their devices to work for good to those who, amidst trial and conflict, preserved their faith and loyalty. The furnace fires are not to destroy, but to refine, ennoble, sanctify. Without trial, we should feel not so much our need of God and his help, and we should become proud and self-sufficient. In the trials that come to you, I see evidence that the Lord's eye is upon you, and that he means to draw you to himself. It is not the whole, but the wounded who need a physician. It is those who are pressed almost beyond the point of endurance who need a helper. Turn to the stronghold. Learn the precious lesson, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Read Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Jesus loves you, and I am made glad as I read of the experience through which you are passing, not because you are a sufferer, but because this is an evidence to me that the Lord Jesus is testing and proving you, to see if you will come to him, to see if you will put your trust in him and find peace and rest in his love. I am praying for you that you may come to him, the fountain of living water. This is the experience that every one of us must have if we ever dwell with Christ in the mansions that he has gone to prepare for us. You have lessons of the highest value to learn in the school of Christ, lessons that will lead you to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It is when you prospered, when all men spake well of you, that you are in danger. Be on your guard, for you will be tried. My greatest fear for you has been that you would have too great prosperity, and that you would fail to learn that your dependence is alone upon God. You have been placed in a position of great trust and honor, and there has been danger of your becoming dizzy and forgetting your dependence upon God. You have been placed where you can exert a far-reaching influence for good if you keep your eye single to the glory of God. Your heavenly Father loves you, and he will draw you to himself by the trials that seem to you severe. I have a most earnest desire that you shall enter the city of God, not as a culprit barely pardoned, but as a conqueror. My brother, will you think of this? If you are true and humble and faithful in this life, you will be given an abundant entrance. Then the tree of life will be yours, for you will be a victor over sin. The city whose builder and maker is God will be your city. Let your imagination take hold upon things unseen. Let your thoughts be carried away to the evidences of the great love of God for you. In contemplating the object of which you are in pursuit, you will lose the sense of pain brought by the light afflictions that are for but a moment.